Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, where she heads up their travel medicine department. Dr. Marty, good morning. There is a lot of news about hepatitis and confusion over the CDC panel's hepatitis B guidance. It could disrupt care for babies. Let's talk about this first. What exactly is hepatitis B and how is it transmitted?
Thank you. So let's step back and talk about the five. There's five different types of hepatitis, A, B, C, D, and E. Of these, hepatitis B is the only one that is a big DNA virus. Actually, it's a very complicated, fascinating virus that it itself can get infected with hepatitis D, which is an RNA virus. So it's the only virus that gets infected by a virus. Why this is important to us, who cares, besides the fact that, wow, that's interesting, is the fact that if you get both, you can get a much more severe disease. So let's, and what, you know, so what are we talking about in terms of disease? It's very different in adults versus an infant that acquires the hepatitis B virus at birth. And the reasons behind the differences are because of how the immune system matures and wakes up over time. So if you have an infection at birth, at neonatal time, or say in utero, right, then the immune system doesn't really recognize it as something it has to attack. It assumes it might be something that's normal to its system. And that's why when babies acquire it at birth or around the time of birth, they actually have a 90% chance of having chronic infection, as opposed to an adult that their first exposure to hepatitis B is as a immunocompetent adult only has a 5% chance of getting chronic hepatitis. So that's a huge, big difference right there. And then because they have these chronic infections that their immune system doesn't really know how to manage, they end up with having E antigen positivity, which is an indicator that they are infectious to others for decades, right? Mm-hmm. And they had that risk of getting hepatitis D, which could make it a lot worse. And because of the way the immune system in the baby is handling it, they have a much higher risk of getting scarred up liver, cirrhosis of the liver, and the much higher risk, lifetime risk of 20 to 30% of getting cancer, liver cancer, hepatocellular carcinoma, a very, very bad cancer. Mm-hmm. And so it just goes on and on as to why it's incredibly different what is at risk for neonatal hepatitis versus later.
Are hepatitis B shots safe, and how effective are they?
They are incredibly effective. Now, we give four doses. We have since 1991 up until this new recommendation, universally given that first dose of hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours of birth to prevent exactly these problems that I just mentioned to you because of the way the immune system works in babies. And that has been tremendously effective in reducing this risk to that child, right? So it's something that's incredibly safe and incredibly effective. Now, in terms of estimated risk from these vaccines, there is a less than 1 in a million cases of some kind of allergic reaction, and really it's virtually unheard of. I've never seen a case, the risk benefit ratio is huge. Now, of course, The other thing to take into consideration is, why are we doing this? Why are we giving this vaccine at birth to a baby? And the answer is because the baby can get it from the mother, either in utero or during delivery or soon thereafter, even from any kind of blood exposure by others right there, if there's blood. Oh, you asked about transmission. It's transmitted under the sheet, so sex, and it's transmitted by blood. So blood-borne, blood mm-hmm. products of any kinds cannot obviously transmit it. IV drug abusers are another risk group, et cetera, right? So that's how it's transmitted, and that's why it can be transmitted early. Now, their recommendation is test the mother. Well, we do that anyway. We test the mother because if the mother tests positive, we don't just give hepatitis B at birth. We also give antibodies to hepatitis B at birth. So we call that HBIG, right? And that even further reduces the risk that that infant, it starts to educate their own immune system to do the right thing against hepatitis B, and it reduces the risk from all that hepatitis in the mother. And so then you might say to me, well, okay, if she tests negative, then why give it? Mm-hmm. Okay. The answer is, when did you test her? And when did she get turn positive? Right. So there can be a person who shows negative on her test that acquires hepatitis B after the test, or simply wasn't testing positive yet at the time that she was tested. And then that baby is still at risk. And if you consider the lifelong complications to that baby, for liver cancer, for all kinds of other horrible things, neurologic problems that the baby can have, the cirrhosis of the liver, the esophageal varices, because of having a liver cirrhosis, you can have basically like varicose veins of your esophagus and then bleed from those. I mean, it's just terrible. It's just safer, and the evidence hasn't changed. So here's the thing: all the evidence in terms of safety and efficacy and the value of giving it at birth, none of the science has changed at all. None of the scientific data has changed at all. The only reason for the change is really sort of identity politics and mm-hmm. and things that don't relate to real risk. They relate to fears and not factual data.
It's good to know what the scientific community says. A lot to digest here. Good time for me to remind you, we post these segments right after the broadcast ends here at 10. Just go to our show page at WGNradio.com. You can listen again, or perhaps you want to send it to someone who can use the information. Dr. Eileen Marty, only person in the world who will refer to a virus as fascinating, and we appreciate it. Always good talking to you. Thank you very much.